Welcome back to Good Food. Lula de Mogus's parents were fond of saying, "We might live in America, but once you come home, this is Ethiopia." Born in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa and raised in the United States from the age of 12, she learned to cook from the women in her family, authentic injera, the aromatic stews called wats, and all sorts of fabulous veggie dishes. As an adult, she became an avid home cook. But life gets busy for a mom working in the hospitality industry. So Lula revamped many of her favorite Ethiopian recipes so each one can be cooked in under an hour. She's compiled them in a gorgeous new book, Inebla, taken from the Amharic for Let's Eat. Hi, Lula. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So talk a little bit about the interplay of Ethiopian and Western dishes that were part of your mom and your auntie's repertoire.
So basically, we do have a huge Western influence, specifically being the Italian influence, right? So historically, the Italians wanted to conquer Ethiopia. This is way, way before my time. And our emperor fought them off. Once they lost, a lot of the soldiers decided to kind of stay. And because of that, there's a huge integration of Italian cuisines, like the pastas and lasagnas and so forth are in our dishes, like our everyday repertoire, and especially all our desserts have tendency to be Italian. Also, the fact that both my parents and my aunts did travel to Europe and the U.S., prior to us moving to the U.S. So they always like brought back some recipes and dishes and so forth that would always be integrated into our daily meals, and or specifically when we had events, it would be like the Ethiopian dishes and then the Western dishes.
So every time I start to cook food from a place in the world that I've never made before, I'd like to read through a cookbook to see what, like, the move or the essential move is, the basic technique or techniques that you see over and over and over again. What would they be for making most of the food in your book?
I mean, I think for it would be just having the staples, right? Always have onions, garlic. We do use jalapeno peppers, serrano, if you like it to be even spicier. Those are kind of like the same things. And the one staple thing that we tend to use over and over again is the berbere spice. So if you're going to start making any of these dishes, that's going to be one investment that you should definitely make, because it will be used and replicated in a lot of the dishes. And then also as an alternative, because there are some people who don't like spice, any dish that we make that is mild version of it, we substitute it with turmeric. So just a regular turmeric that you can get at the grocery store would make the milder version of each dish.
Tell us about the spice blend berbere. What's in it?
So berbere, you know, I always tell people, don't try to make it yourself, only because each household has their own different recipes. It's a blend of between 24 to 28 spices. It has, you know, a mixture of like cumin, star anise. There's definitely the actual chilies that it's dried up and ground, and then just a lot of other spices that honestly I haven't made personally. I'm better at purchasing it. That's why I always recommend people just buying it. And I'm sure one day I'll perfect it, but right now I don't.
So what is the recipe we should all start with and is easy to add to our weeknight dinner rotation?
The lentil dish is definitely a favorite and a go-to. It's called the misirouet. If you are more of like a meat person, I definitely recommend the tibbs, which is a beef stir fry. It's also another very quick dish to just kind of saute the dishes with some onions, garlic, and vegetable oil or olive oil to your preference. And then again, a lot of these dishes are supposed to be made the way you like them. So they will be saying, like, add 4 jalapenos. And if you're spice sensitive, you can always use less. People who love spice, like myself, instead of jalapenos, I use serranos. So those are kind of like the two staple dishes. If it's kind of like too, I don't want to say scary, but like unfamiliar to start with those, then I would go with the gomen. The gomen is essentially collard greens. It's Ethiopian collard greens, right? So you can have them just plain the way they are, or you can also do them with beef.
And what if we want to try making a wat? What's a good sort of introductory one to try to make?
I would probably go with the sigawat, which is the spicy beef stew. That would be the first one to go with, just because it's very easy to start with. And then it's also not very complicated. It asks for very minimal ingredients. You're just basically getting some beef, some onions, garlic, ginger, and then of course the barbareda goes in everything, and water. And then once you've sauteed everything, you just kind of let it simmer down. So, but also again, if like it asks for 3 tablespoons of barbare. So if you're kind of sensitive to that, you're more than welcome to use less. Or if you're just like, nope, I want it completely mild, then you can also substitute the barbare with turmeric, which is like a 1 tablespoon of turmeric.
But then you're giving up all those other spices, not just the chili. I encourage people to just start with a couple teaspoons at least.
Just to kind of get a feel to it and like build, I know.
Yeah,
but
I do
have some people that are like, I mean, I have really good friends that find black pepper to be spicy. So like when you make like the blackened chicken and it's just black pepper, and then they're just like, this is so spicy. And I'm like, okay, so you're never eating Ethiopian food.
So obviously you didn't serve them the jalapenos stuffed with salad.
Yeah. Oh, that, God.
When I saw that picture, I just started laughing. I mean, I think a lot of people who live here in Southern California will totally embrace these recipes. But that was
absolutely a
jalapeno popper of a different kind.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I wanted to make this, like, the book to be very approachable so that it's not like, you know, there's some people who even say, oh, Indian. They're like, oh, yeah, no, I don't do Indian because it's all spicy. It's like, no, there's stuff that's non-spicy. And the same thing with Ethiopian dishes, you know, automatically they think, oh, that's just too spicy. I don't do spice. And then completely just not try any of the entire cuisine. And then one fun thing that I know everyone makes fun of me for this, but it does work, I promise you, is I do something called the Taco Bell test. And this is when every time I meet somebody who I know has never had Ethiopian food, I just simply ask them, okay, at one point or another, I know you've been to a Taco Bell. So when you go get whatever meal you get, which hot sauce do you pick? And so
it's like you're diagnosing them.
Exactly. But based on like if they're like, oh, I get the mild, or I get the fire, or I get the Diablo. And I'm like, OK, now I know where your palate lies. And now I know what you can essentially the level of spice that you can handle. And that's based on that is how I introduce them on the dish and slowly build on it. Like I might just make like something mild, very mild, and then put the stuffed jalapenos on the side and say, you don't have to eat the whole thing. Just take one bite, you know, and just kind of like slowly introduce them. And I know every time I tell people this, they're just like, what does Taco Bell have to do with Ethiopian food? And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to figure out something that everyone has had and everyone knows what it tastes like to gauge how spicy things that they can take.
I think it's genius, actually.
Thank you.
It was so much fun talking to you, and the book is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Lula.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Lula de Mogis, author of Enebla, Recipes from an Ethiopian Kitchen. You'll find a recipe for her gomen wat, the collard green stew she mentioned, on our website. And if you live in LA and want to know where to find the best injera and Ethiopian ingredients in town, we have Lula Day's recommendations there too. It's all at kcrw.com/goodfood.